USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Turkey has begun its military push into northern Syria just 2 days after President Trump announced troops would pull back from the region. Kurdish forces report there have been airstrikes and allege that some have hit civilian targets. Former Vice President Joe Biden, for the first time, is joining the chorus of Democrats calling for the president's impeachment.
Donald Trump will do anything to get reelected, including violating the most basic forms of democracy. It's stunning, and it's dangerous, because it directly threatens our democracy.
Biden says President Trump has betrayed the U.S. The president quickly dismissed the comments.
Biden is dropping like a rock. I don't think he's going to make it. I didn't think he was going to make it for a long time. I don't think he's going to make it. And I guess this is one way he can do it. You know, he didn't say that until right now, and he sees what's happening to him. I guess he's no longer the front runner.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Maricopa County Assessor Paul Peterson has been charged with human smuggling, fraud, conspiracy, and forgery, among other charges in three states. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich said that Peterson is accused of arranging for dozens of pregnant women from the Marshall Islands to come to the United States to give their children up for adoption.
County Assessor Peterson is also accused of using false information to place these Marshall Islands women on state-funded health care in order to pay for delivery costs, allegedly bilking the state out of more than $800,000.
The charges against Peterson span over 3 years and involve some 75 adoptions in Utah, Arizona, and Arkansas. Investors were buying on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 182 points, the S&P 500 up 26, and the NASDAQ up 80. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump is weighing in on the NBA-China controversy. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump on Wednesday criticized the response of Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr to a question about the ongoing situation involving the NBA and China.
Well, the NBA is a different thing. I mean, I watch this guy, Steve Kerr, and he was like a little boy. He was so scared to be even answering the question. He couldn't answer the question. He was shaking. I don't know. He didn't know how to answer the question. And he'll talk about the United States very badly. I watched Popovich, sort of the same thing, but he didn't look quite as scared, actually. But they talk badly about the United States, but when it talks about China, they don't want to say anything bad. I thought it was pretty sad, actually.
A pro hockey team is giving fans a special place to break things in, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The Wells Fargo Center, home to Philadelphia's Flyers, now has what's officially known as the Disassembly Room. It's actually a rage room where frustrated Flyer fans can blow off steam without spoiling the game for other people. You can schedule sessions in advance, then go in and use bats, sledgehammers, and other implements of destruction on things like TVs and dishes. The Disassembly Room opening in time for the Flyers' Wednesday night home opener against New Jersey's Devils. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.